For the first time ever, over a 12-month period, the U.S. recorded more than 100,000 deaths from a drug overdose. That took place from last spring to this spring. Health officials say the spike in overdose deaths started during the lockdowns of the coronavirus pandemic, and they blame that pandemic for playing a role in this. In most of the drug deaths, almost two-thirds of them, opioids, synthetic painkillers, were a factor.
This has been an issue long before the pandemic, but it is clear that the problem has never been worse. And I want to break it down a little bit for you. First of all, the numbers that you see on the screen reflect a one-year period, as you mentioned, between April of 2020 and April of 2021, right in the middle of this pandemic. More than 100,000 people have died of drug overdoses. And to give you an idea, that's a significant increase compared to the year before. But I think it's also worth just digging a little bit deeper and understanding the problem. Most of this is from opioids, and most of this is specifically from a type of opioid known as fentanyl.
This year alone, DEA has seized enough fentanyl to provide every member of the United States population with a lethal dose. And we are still seizing more fentanyl each and every day.
So what exactly is fentanyl? This is an incredibly potent synthetic drug. It's said to be 50 to 100 times stronger than other painkillers. It was developed to help treat cancer patients in severe pain, but it's also been used to cut or be blended with other illegal drugs. Because illicit pills that contain fentanyl are often made to look like prescription pills, some of the people who abuse them don't even know they're taking fentanyl, and it's so potent that it's causing overdoses and deaths. Who's abusing it? Millions. Before the pandemic hit, CNN estimated that more than 10 million Americans ages 12 and older had misused opioids in 2019. We can assume from the new statistics that that's increased over the past year, and the majority of this abuse was of prescription painkillers. So people getting these pills illegally are in greater danger of getting fentanyl-laced drugs. Where are they coming from? The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration says most of the illegal fentanyl is manufactured in Mexico and then it's smuggled into the U.S. Some of it has also come from India. Over the years, several presidents have faced this problem. In 2016, the Obama administration set aside $1 billion to address the drug epidemic, which included heroin and opioids. In 2018, the Trump administration dedicated $6 billion to the fight against opioids. And this year, the Biden administration has put $4 billion toward combating overdose deaths.